All change. I was working in the Royal Victoria Hospital. I'd been given a room on the second floor of Bostock House, or Bostock House as it's known to the regulars. It used to be the nurses' accommodation until someone burned down the 8th floor. I've been informed that the blaze was caused by an unattended candle that caught a curtain on fire. Now they use the whole floor as an educational walkthrough to demonstrate how quickly fire can rampage through a building. The rest of the place houses all manner of administrative offices. Bostock House itself is an ugly red brick T-shaped thing from the 1950s. There's a ballroom on the ground floor where dances are still held occasionally. If you want to do the foxtrot or a paso doble, it had a proper sprung floor. One of the older nurses I met who'd lived there back in the 70s told me it was nigh impossible to get a man into the building. Not quite the ballroom of romance then. I imagined the contrast when she was living there, demure chaperoned tea dancing inside, blazing mayhem rioting and murder on the outside. At lunchtime, I decided to go out onto the Falls Road and get a sandwich and some fresh air. Across the road at Falcha Restaurant and walked up the road towards Beachmount, where I knew there was a centrist store. The Gaeltacht Quarter was radiant in the November sunshine, but the bitterly easterly wind would cut you in two, and I hastily buttoned up my overcoat. Round here, the shop signs and street names are bilingual, in Irish and English. I passed the Red Devil Bar and the Beehive, where a skinny lad in a white shirt with the sleeves rolled up to partially relieve a spidey tattoo was smoking a fag impervious to the chill. At the corner of Shield Street, a window display in the boogie shop urged Lig de Chri Con Rasa. My sketchy grasp of Irish translated this as something like Let Your Heart Race. The building opposite, I noticed, was home to the suicide awareness group. I passed Brighton Street and Island Bond Street, where there is a mural giving the names of 17 people who were killed by plastic bullets since 1970. 8 of them were children. Further down the falls, I turned right into Beachmount Avenue. There is a large mural here on the gable end, a memorial to the Easter Rising of 1916. The old street sign still says RPG Avenue. Further down at the corner of Clowney Street, the hunger strike mural endures the years as well, forever appealing to the Iron Lady, Maggie Thatcher, think again, don't let our brave boys die in vain. There is a new, more skillfully executed mural above the old one, commemorating the anniversary of the hunger strike. Suddenly I remembered that there used to be a bakery round here where allegedly you could get a fresh Belfast bap at 6 a.m. I never managed. It was always shut when I was rolling home from a house party. I went into the centre, heading directly to the end chiller where the sandwiches were. As I approached it, I could overhear a conversation. 3 grossly overweight women, 2 of them in their 40s and 1 with short dyed red hair in her 20s, were arranged in a wedge formation like a phalanx of tanks on a battlefield. It took me a wee while to work out what they were talking about. Dream interpretation. My book says that means danger. Mine says sickness. I selected my lunch. No, but did you cross water? Aye, I did. The younger one chipped in. I don't know what they're worrying about him for anyway. She'd be glad to get a break from him. I squeezed past them towards the back of the shop to go on queue. I know, but he's away for 4 days. I'm heart scared. He's never been away so long before. I step back out into the November sunshine. It's changed utterly round here, I thought, as I turned back through the drizzle towards the falls.